On top. Torah Rabbonin. The Pasuk says, V'nosa ne'asak teris ha'aloesh lefnei Hashem. You should put the teris on the fire. Where lefnei Hashem? In other words, you should first start burning the teris when it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That means, shelo yisakim mibachutz, you should not first fix it outside. In other words, pour the teris on top of the coals outside in the Heichel, the yichnis, and walk inside when it's already smoking. That you should not do. And lohitzei miliban shel tzedukim, to go the opposite the way that tzedukim say. There is to go take away from the way they say. Shoimrim, that the tzedukim, these are the people that don't learn the Torah according to the Torah Shabbat Peh. They don't listen to Chachomim. They just hold the way they read the Torah. So they used to say that yisakim mibachutz, you're supposed to first fix the Torah outside, the yichnis, and come inside when it's already burning. My darish, why do they darshan? What does the pasuk say? In other words, like, we should not make this mistake. So what was their mistake in the Torah? Now the pasuk says, ki be'onon eroi alakaparis, as with the smoke I should be seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Melamed, so they learned that she yisakim mibachutz, the pasuk means to say, first fix up the Keteris outside, in the Heichel, the yichnis, and then the Kohen Gadol could walk inside when the smoke is already coming up from the Keteris. Omrul hem chachomim, the chachomim said back to the tzadukim, v'haloi kfa nemar, no, there's another pasuk that says, v'nosan es ha-keteris aloesh, you're supposed to put the keteris on top of the fire where? Lefnei Hashem, that it should be first lefnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the place where you put the keteris on top of the fire. Im kein, if so, matam loy meki bo'onon eru ala kapurus, why does the first pasuk before say that you should only be seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bo'onon, with this cloud, means the smoke coming up from the keteris? Mashmi, you should first have the smoke coming up, it should be burning the keteris, and then you could walk inside. The Gemara says, Malame, the pasuk comes to teach us, shenoisein bo mala oshen, that you have to put one of the ingredients of the keteris, has to be this herb, the mala oshen. Like Rashi says, mala oshen, shein esof, it was the name of a grass. Shegurim la'ashen la'aloi zokav kamakel, it causes the smoke of the keteris to go straight up like a palm tree, like we'll soon see later. So this is one of the ingredients you have to have in the keteris, is this maloshen. And we learn it out from this pasuk, ki be'onan, we're supposed to be seen like a cloud, means a nice pillow of smoke. Now the Gemara says again, u'minayin, how do we know, shenoisin bo maloshen, that you're supposed to put this eshav, this grass, this herb, in part of the keteris, this maloshen, shenemar, another pasuk says, v'chiso anan hakteris, that this smoke, this pillow of smoke, should cover up the keteris. It's like a purse. The smoke of the keteris should cover up the kaparis, should cover up the urin inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara is soon going to ask, like, what do we need two psukim for? We have one pasuk of kibon and eror, and now you have the second pasuk, what do we need two psukim for to tell us two times you need this herb, this maloshen? What that the Gemara is soon going to ask. But now the Gemara says, holoi nosen bo maloshen, let's say you do not put this ingredient into the keteris, or else if you're missing any other one of the ingredients of the keteris, you don't have the full measurements or the full measurement of the keteris, it is a locha chayiv misa. Because here the pasuk says, v'lo yomus, mashmi, you won't die if you have the complete amount of the keteris. But if you're missing part of the keteris, then you'd be chayiv misa. Like Rashi says, hola madnu mikan shenema v'lo yomus, shim lo nosin, if you did not put the maloshon, you chayiv misa. That's if you don't put the maloshen. What about oishachiso, if you're missing part of the keteris? To receive the pasuk says, hakteris shleima, it's mashma, complete amount of keteris, v'loi chaseira, and not if it's missing something. For the Gemara Kasha now, you're telling me now the pasuk says, yichayiv misa, if you burn the keteris, you don't have the right amount. Omer Arsheshis. For the Gemara Kasha now, but typically, dekomayil v'yarekonis. Like, what do I need this pasuk to say yichayiv misa? If you burn the keteris and it's missing something, like kshiti yichayiv misa, for coming in, like if you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the right amount of keteris, it's considered like a biur rekonis, you came in empty-handed. You're not coming in with the keteris. And the Torah says that anybody, even the Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim unless he has the keteris with him. So So if he's coming in with not the right, he's missing a part of the amount of the keteris. That's like coming in without the keteris. That yichayiv misam for the actual coming in without the keteris. So why do we have to say yichayiv misa for the burning of this keteris? Yichayiv misa just for the biur ekonis, for coming in empty-handed. So Gemara answers Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answers like this: Hocha b'mayaskinim. We're talking about now kagoyin sheshogag b'biyah. This person, this koyin, did not know yichayiv misa for coming into the kodesh hakodashim without the keteris. Al talach of biyah coming in without the keteris, he was a shogag. He did not realize there's a chayiv misa for that. So therefore, he's not chayiv misa. Although the hated bihaktora. But b'shas he's burning it, though he knows the halacha that if you burn a half of a keteris or you're missing the maloshin, he knows for that halacha yichayiv misa. So that's not gemina. The Torah says you should know there's a chayiv misa for the fact you're burning the keteris if it's missing something or else it's missing the maloshin. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Afilu teima hezid bezu. Afilu, you want to say no? The person knew both halachas. That you're not allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, reconnaissance without the right amount of the keteris. So therefore, the Chur is chayiv misa just for coming in. And he also knows the halacha is for burning the keteris. If you don't have the right amount, you also chayiv misa for the burning of it. So the question is then, why do we need two psukim to say chayiv misa? Like it doesn't pass, you can't be chayiv misa twice. If you killed once, that's it. And for the Gemara, the Gemara gives the answer, to go into ayil shtei haketeris, that you, when you came in, you brought with you two keteris. Two different calves, two spoons full of keteris. Achashlema, one calf had the right amount of the keteris with the maloshin, so therefore it's not considered a beer reconis. You're not coming in empty handed, you're coming in with the keteris. But for yachas chaseira, but you have another calf, another spoon, that does not have the right amount of the keteris. And you go and burn both of them on Yom Kippur. So loch is like this. Abiya lay mechayiv, you're not chayiv for coming in empty handed. Because you bring it in with yourself, the shleima, the keter shleima. So therefore, it's not considered a beer ekonis. You're coming in with something. But you know you're chayiv for the haktora. Why? To call makta keteris chasera. Because the maisi you be makta keteris that's missing something. You don't have the complete keteris. You're missing part of the keteris. So you're chayiv for the second haktora. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Now, on Mamar, we learned before. How do we know there's a chiyuv to put this ingredient, the maloshin, into the keteris? This type of a grass. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says v'chisa. There's a second pasuk v'chisa should cover up the smoke. The pillar should cover up the oren. For the Gemara, kro l'kro. Do we need a pasuk for a pasuk? The Rashi says we already dashed in the first part of the pasuk chiba onan eruah to tell us you have to have this maloshin to make the smoke come up nicely. So what do I need a second pasuk for? And the second pasuk for v'chisa, I know it already from the first pasuk. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yosef, hochi komar. This is what the Torah means to teach us that ein liela olo malo oshin. From one pasuk, we already know you have to have the leaf, the olo, the leaf of the maloshin. What about ika malo oshin minayin? How do we know you even have to have the root? Like Rashi says, ika means the shurish, the root of the maloshin, the type of a herb that has a leaf to it and the roots. So how do I know you have to put the roots into the keteris also? Talmud lo nevechisa. That's why I need a second pasuk for to tell me not only the leaf but also the root. For the Gemara Omalay Abaya. So Abaya says back. For ibchotanya, we learned just the opposite. In other words, what you're saying so far is from one pasuk I would only know the leaf. That's the main part. From the second pasuk I know you even need the root also. Mashma, the root is secondary. So Abaya doesn't ask the question, no, we learned the opposite way, that the root is the ikka part of it. The Tanya we learned like this, Nosan bo ikka malo oshin, that they put inside the keteris the ikka, the roots of the malo oshin. And hoye metame vi oila kemakil, the smoke mamash would come up beautiful like a palm tree. That's how the smoke would come straight up. Ache megiya l'shemei kairo, until it reached the roof, the top of the kodesh hakodashim. Kivon shegiya l'shemei kairo, as soon as the smoke coming up reached the roof of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, memash meish v'yorid b'ksolim. The mash like moved on, it like touched, and came down the sides of the walls. In other words, on the roof, it spread out until it reached the side. It can't go anymore. And then it started to come down along the walls. Achin esmala habayis oshin, until the whole house was full of smoke. Shenemol at the Pesach Nishayol says, fei habayis yimola yoshin. The whole house should be full of smoke. So it's because of the root. the ikur of the maloshin that causes the smoke to come up so nicely. So you see, the ikur is the root. Of the Gemara, Elohim Rabbi, Abaye says like this. Again, what do we need two psukim for? Hochikom, this is what the Torah is telling us. Ain li yele ikur maloshin. If I would only have one posik kibon and eroa, I would think you have to have the root of the maloshin. That has to be part of the Torah. Olo maloshin minayin. How do we know you even have to have the leaf of the maloshin? Not only the root, the leaf also. How do I know that? Talmud Leima, I have a second post to tell us, v'chisom, that you're supposed to cover it up to teach us that who I did, the leaf of the maloshin should also be there. That's where I need two psukim. Vaito, Rav Shesh Yisomar, Ein Li Yel Oyomoyed. I only know in the Mishkan and the Oyomoyed, that's when you had to have the maloshin part of the keteris. Sheva Midbar Shiloi, how do I know even in Midbar Shiloi? Or else the Beis Salomim and the Beis Hamikdash also when they brought the Keteris on Yom Kippur. How do I know you have to have the Maloshin there? Minayin Tamulay Mevechisa. That's the second Pasuk. Now he learns you only have to have the root of the Maloshin. You don't have to have the leaf. So what do I need to confirm? That not only in the Mishkan, but who are then in the Beis Hamikdash also? For the Gemara, hi, to tell us that the Indian of the Maloshin even applies to the Beis Hamikdash, wherever you are, any Oyomoyed, any Kodesh Kodashim you have, you always have to have the Keteris there. So Mashra from this Pasuk, and by Yikra Tezayin, that even in the Midbar Shiloh, or else in the Beis Salomim, you would have to have the Maloshin. So why do I need the second Pasuk here, V'chisa? Elohochi Karma, this is what the Torah is coming to teach us. Ein li elo b'yom ha-kipurim. I would only know that the special keteris that Kohen Gadol brings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, this keteris needs this maloshin to make the smoke come up very nicely. Of the b'shah yemayis hashanah, the rest of the year, when you bring the keteris twice a day in the morning and the afternoon, that and there you don't bring it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you burn it on the mezbeach ha-pnim. How do I know even that keteris also needs the maloshin minayin Talmud Leima? That's what I have the second pasuk for v'chisa. That you should know even the regular keteris you bring every single day, that keteris should also come up very nicely. The smoke should come up nicely. How does the smoke come up nicely? The smoke comes up nicely. It will have the maloshin in the regular keteris also. Rav Ashi says, Chad lemitzvah v'chad liyakiv. No, it could be both of them. Both psukim are talking about the keteris of Yom Kippur. And I need both psukim to teach us that liyakiv, that if you don't do it, it's possible. But would have just said one pasuk, I think it's a mitzvah. How do I know likuva? That's why I have a second pasuk for to teach me. If you don't have the maloshin, you should know it's pasul. Rav says chad lo einish v'chad liyazor. One comes to teach me the einish that if you don't have the maloshin in the keteris, you chayiv misa. And the other pasuk is for the azora, like the lav, not to do it. Kibon and eruah l'kaporis is like the azora, and the chisa, that's the einish. That's the Chiv Misa. Tanya, we learned also like this, that Rabbi Lezer Oimer, V'lo Yomus Oynish. That's what the Pasuk says, V'chiso and V'lo Yomus, that's going on the Oynish. That you'll be killed if you don't have the Maloshin. Kibon and Eroa, and the first Pasuk of Kibon and Eroa, I should be seen with this pillow of smoke, Azorah. That's like the Lamb, that's the Azorah Torah teaching us, like, don't bring the Keteris without the Maloshin. So usually to get a Chiv Misa, you need two things. You need the Azoro, and then you need the Chiv Misa, Torah says the Yonish. So tomorrow, Yochol Yiyo Shneim, Amurim Koida Misas Bnei Aaron, maybe both the Yonish and the Azoro, both in Yonim, was said before Nadav Yaviyu was Mace, before the Shnei Bnei Aaron brought the Eish Zoro, before they were killed. In other words, maybe this was the Chet, this was the Avera they did, that they were Chayiv Misa, that maybe they brought the Keteris without the Maloshin. And therefore the Torah already says Yechayiv Misa before they were dead, before they died. So maybe this was what caused them to die. Talmud Leiman, no, the Pasuk comes to teach us and says, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. First, after the Bnei Aaron was Meis, that's when the Torah said that there's an Einish of the Chiv Misa. So in other words, at the time they did the Ravera, the Torah didn't give the Einish of the Chiv Misa. So in other words, they did not die because of this Chet. It wasn't the Chet that they brought the Keteris without the Maloshin. Was like we'll soon see, even though the Azoro, the Lav, like not to do it, was given, but the Einish, the Chiv Misa, was not given yet. That's the Pshat that Achrei Moshe, Nebnei Aaron, first afterwards, was said this Chiv Misa. is Yochu Yushnei Mamurim Acha Misa Shnei Bnei Aaron. So maybe both, maybe even the Azor also was said after the Bnei Aaron died. Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says no. Ki Be'onon Eiru Alakapurs. Like the Azor is given at the time before they had the smoke, before they had the pillow of smoke coming up from the Keteris. The Pasuk is saying Ki Bonon Eiru, like I should be seen later on in the day with the smoke. So before they were marked to the Keteris, the Azara was given. And we know when the Bnei Aaron was mace, the Keteris was already burnt. So in other words, Bishas they were mace, there was already the Azara. There was already the lav not to bring the Keteris without the Maloshin. However, the next Pasuk about the Chiyuv Misa, that was not given yet. So Gemara says, Hoketzed, how does it come out? Azara koide Misa. That the Azara, the Torah says, the lav not to bring the Keteris without this maloshin was said before the Bnei Aaron died. But that in the Pasuk says later of the Chisa Ananak Teres, and it says Lo Yomus, that Pasuk was said Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. After the Misa of the Bnei Aaron was said this Oynish, that Yechayv Misa for bringing the Teres without the Malyoshin. So in other words, they did not die because of this Chet. My Talmud, how do we know this from? So Gemara says, Omar Rov, Omar Krok, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ba'onon Eiroi, like you should be seen in the future. That the Torah is saying now, before they brought the Keteris, you should know how are you supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Keteris, with the burning of the Keteris. V'yadayin l'nira. And at the time when this Azara was given, the Keteris was not burnt yet. But later on in the day, they did burn the Keteris. And first later, the Shnei Bnei Aaron was maced, they did their Avera. So Mashma, their Avera that they did was after the Azara, the lav of not to bring the Keteris without the Malyoshin was given. For the Gemara in Viela, my time Yonish, so if you're telling me now, at the time they did their Avera, the Yonish, the Chiyuv Misa was not given yet, so what Avera did they do that the Yachayv Misa? Like we know they were killed. They must have did an Avera that they have a Chiyuv Misa for. Which Avera was it? Kidatanya learned like this. Reb Lezer Weimer. The Avera they did is, they paskin the Shaila in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe. In other words, they should have asked the Rebbe and not paskin themselves. And Rashi says, even though they paskin the right way, Rashi v'yafa pi shohoira karo, they really paskin the right way, of the nenshu shlenot l'rishus. They got a lineage because they didn't ask rishus from Moshe Rabbeinu. My Dorish, what are they dashing? That the Pasuk says, v'nosinu b'nei Aaron ha'koyin eshal mezveich. That the Koyin has to bring the fire to the Mizbeach. So they darshened, Af al pi sh'eish yoredis min ha'shamayim, even though there was a nace that the fire came down min ha'shamayim on the Mizbeach, still they held mitzvah lohavi min hedyit. There's still a mitzvah for the Koyin, the hedyit, to go and bring fire to the Mizbeach also. And that's what they did. They went and brought fire to the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, even though they paskin right, it's a good drasha, but our kopanim there, there it was, that they were paskin b'fnei Rabban Moshe, that they shouldn't have paskin in front of Moshe. They should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu first. That's the way our Gemara here says. Tosfos brings down that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says other reasons why they were mace. One says because they were prui arosh, they didn't take a haircut, or else some say shesuyi yayin, they were drinking wine before they went into the Beis HaMikdash. V'ikaman v'yama mechusa begadim hoyu. There's other man v'yama, other chatoyin that the Bnei Aaron did, why they got to receive their misa. Then the Mishnah says, Yotza uvo loy derek nisosei. After the Kohen Gadol got finished burning the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walked out like backwards the same way he came in. It was the same way his face was facing towards the Dorim. When he was walking in, that's the way he walked out also. In other words, he walked out backwards. So the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do I know this, that he's supposed to walk backwards away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Amar Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, Amar Kroah, the Pasuk says, Vayavoy Shloime Labona Shebegiven Yerushalayim. Shloime HaMelech went to the Boma, that type of a Mizbeach, that was in Given Yerushalayim. Now the Shaila is, the Boma Given, it wasn't in Yerushalayim, the two different places. There was this Boma in Given, and then there's Yerushalayim. So the Chur means Shloime traveled from Given to Yerushalayim. So why does the Pasuk say, Asher begivon Yerushalayim? For at the Gemara, v'chima inyan givon etzu Yerushalayim. What does given have to do with right next to Yerushalayim? So Gemara says, Ela makish, to come to teach, we learn out one from the other, yitziyosoy migivon Yerushalayim. That the same way he left Givon, to go to Yerushalayim, lebiyosoi mi Yerushalayim legiven. The same way he came from Yerushalayim legiven. And what does that mean? Ma biyosoi mi Yerushalayim legiven. The same way when he came from Yerushalayim to the given, to the bomber given, like the bomber, that's the Mokam Ashkina was. Ponov kalpe bomber, his face was facing towards this bomber, towards this Mizbeach, which was in Givon, and this Mizbeach, Rashi says, this was the Mizbeach Shal Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu made this Mizbeach. And Rashi says, Habomo Asher Begivon L'Yerushalayim, Hoyle Lichtav Yerushalayim Oymin Habomo Asher Begivon L'Yerushalayim Begivon, Hoysa Rashi's Kedusha Shesho Mizbeach Shosho Moshe. There was the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made, for Yehoylech U'makriv Shom, that Shlomo HaMelech was going from Yerushalayim to Givon. So we're making a hekesh now. Just like when he came from Yerushalayim to Givon, he was facing the Boma, is pon of Kalpe Boma, Kiderech Biyosoi, that's the way you come to it, is Af Yitziyosoi. The same way when he left Givon, Af Yitziyosoi mi Givon Yerushalayim. When he left Givon to go back to Yerushalayim, pon of Kalpe Boma, his face was still facing towards the Boma. In other words, he was walking backwards. Kederech biyosoi. The same way when he came down to the Boma in Givon, he was facing the Boma. Hoadim, when he went away from the Boma to go back to Yerushalayim, he was also still facing the Boma. In other words, he walked backwards. So Gemara says, V'chein kahana bi'avodosin. The same halacha is the kahanim when they're doing the avoda, when they go into the Beis Hamikdash, when they get finished doing the avoda and they leave, they're supposed to leave backwards. Ulevi'im beduchonim. The same halacha applies to Levi'im when they duchin. The same thing. They should do it backwards. When they leave, they have to leave backwards. For Yisroba Mamodim. The halacha is when they brought a karbonis, so they're supposed to be a shliach for the Yisraelim, or Yisrael should be maimed, should be standing there watching the way they bring the karbonis for the Klal Yisrael. In other words, even though it's a karbon tzibur or a karbon yochid, the bailim or a Yisrael, that's called Mamodim, that a Yisrael was there watching the way they brought the Mizbeach, the way they brought the karbon. The Rashi says, "V'yisroel b'mamodim ho'imdim b'yazoro b'mokam kol Yisrael al korban atomid." It's the korban atomid they brought every day, which was called the korban tzibur. There's supposed to be some Yisraelim there that are maimed al hamishmor. Tichsev tishmeru lahakriv li is ho'imdim u'mishamer mal korban echem. They're supposed to be standing there and watching the way they bring the korban. That's called the korban tzibur. So the Yisraelim, when they got finished watching the way they brought the korban, when they left, they also had to walk backwards. His kishen if term, Zakta Gemara, lohoyo machzirin pneim, they didn't turn their face around v'holchim and walk away with their backs towards the Mizbeach, ela metzadadin pneim v'holchim. So I just turned their face to the side in order to be able to see what's doing in the back of them, in order they shouldn't trip. So the latter turned their face backwards to see what's doing there, but they didn't turn their back to the Mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, but rather they walked backwards. That's how they left the Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara says, v'chein talmid haniftim rabbi. The same halacha is when a Talmud leaves, goes away from his Rebbe, is lo yachse ponav yelech. Don't turn backwards and walk away from your Rebbe. Ela metzadeid ponav holech. Rather, just look to the side and walk backwards. In other words, walk backwards. Ki ho de Reb Lezer. This is the same way what happened to Reb Lezer. Kad heve niftim in ed Reb Yochanan. When he was going away from his Rebbe, Reb Yochanan. That happened like this. Kad heavy boy, Rabbi Yechonel is guyei. When Rabbi Yechonel, the Rabbi wanted to go away, so heavy gochin koyi Rabbi Lezer aduchse. Rabbi Lezer would stand still with his head bowed down a little bit, like to give cover to his Rabbi. Ah, the heavy michse Rabbi Yechonel minei. And so Rabbi Yechonel went so far away that Rabbi Lezer could not see his Rabbi anymore. That's the way he stood to give cover to his Rabbi. Aber kad heavy boy, Rabbi Lezer. Liskuye, for when Rabbi Lezer, the Talmud, wanted to go away from his Rebbe, heavy ko'ozali achure, he would walk backwards, ademich simenedu Rabbi Yechanan, until he could not see Rabbi Yechanan anymore. So see, this is called derech kavod, to go away from your Rebbe, to go away backwards, your face should always be facing towards your Rebbe. The Gemara says, now, Rova kad heavy miftu minedu Rabbi Yosef. When Rova used to go away from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, heavy ozali achure, he would also walk backwards, ademenag von karya, until his feet hit one another, or else he didn't see where he was going, so his foot hit something. O misvosason as kufto, tevei Rav Yosef doma. O misvosim and got dirty as kufto, the stoop, the front stoop in front of Rav Yosef's house got dirty, full of doma from blood. In other words, Rav was walking backwards and he hit his foot on something. His foot started to bleed,
So he got the whole front stoop of Rabbi Yosef, his Rebbe's house, full of blood. Is Omru Leila Rabbi Yosef, so the other people came and told Rabbi Yosef to see, Ahochi Yavid Rava, like they say, look what your Talmud, what's going on here? Look at the way your Talmud does. He gets his foot full of blood and dirties up your house. Or Malay, so Rabbi Yosef answered back, no, it's a very good thing that he's doing. Yehei Rava, like Avrocham, Titorim Reishecha Akula Karcha. His head should be picked up on top of the whole city. In other words, like Rashi says, Tiyah Rosh Yeshivas HaKrach. He should be the Rosh Yeshiva in this Krach. In other words, B'schah Zeh, that he was no covered to his Rebbe, he was likely to be the Rosh Yeshiva of the Krach. Mor says, Omer Rabbi Alexandria, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, that Hamis Palel Tzorech Shiafsia Sholosh Psias Lachuruf. When somebody is davening Shimon Esrei, and he finishes Shimon Esrei, he's supposed to take 3 steps backwards. V'yachak kach yitin shalom. And if you take your 3 steps back, then you give shalom as if you're saying goodbye to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll soon see, that's what we say, Oysa shalom, b'mayimah v'yasa shalom. We say shalom twice. Once you bow down on your left side, then you bow down on your right side. We'll soon see. Omalei Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai said like this, Kiven sheposa shalosh psiyos lachuruf. As soon as you took your 3 steps back when you finished davening Shmon Esrei, hosom iboile lemekum. You have to wait a while. Just walk 3 steps back and wait there. Moshel, it's a moshel, the Talmud to a Talmud, a student. Haniftim Rabbi, he's going away from his Rebbe. Im chayzel yalta doyma lekelo sheshavakeyu. That when he walks away from his Rebbe, if right away he runs back in front of him, it looks like a dog that returns back alkeyim on his vomit. In other words, it's not derech kavod to the Shechina, to the Eibishtom, if you walk away from him, to right away walk back. So therefore, when you take your 3 steps back, you're supposed to wait there, and the lacher is supposed to wait there, k'dei hilich dal damas, a few seconds, and then walk back. And Rashi says, "Hosim ibrul lemekim b'mokim shapsiyas kalos." When you finish your 3 steps, v'loy lachsel yalta, and don't walk right back. V'yimlo yosakein, that's right. In other words, if you just take 3 steps back and right away you go forwards, it's like a Talmud leaving his Rebbe, and right away he comes back. And what do you mean come back? Notice you go and walk the other way and forwards. So really your back is towards your Rebbe. In other words, you're showing that you first took 3 steps back, you didn't mean anything. You didn't really mean to go away from Hashem, but they were covered. But rather right away you started to walk back as if to mean you never meant to walk away, but they were covered. So it's very much like a caliph to a dog that goes back, I'll kill you on his vomit. That's not a nice thing. So here also, if you take your 3 steps back, you want to give cover to Hashem, stay there and wait there. That shows like you're going away from Hashem now, from the Mokam Hashkino, but they are covered. And then you take it 3 steps back again. Like Rashi says, like the Shekhinah, when you're davening, the Shekhinah should be like in front of you. That's the way you're supposed to feel. So you have to take it 3 steps back, but they are covered. Gemara says, Vaita, Tanya Namihochi, Hamis Palil, whoever is davening Shmon Esrei, Sorah Shiafsiyah, Sholosh Tsiyas Lachuruf. You have to take 3 steps backwards. The Yachakach Yitin Sholom. And then you first give shalom after you took your 3 steps back. V'yim lo yosakein, if somebody did not do like that, royu loy shloy hispalol. You're better off as if you did not daven. So Rashi says, v'yim lo yosakein, nira kemishla nota reshus li poter. If you don't take your 3 steps back and stay there, it looks like you didn't ask reshus to leave from the Eibishter. In other words, you did a bizoy, you're not doing something nice. Mel, the Gemara says, v'roh, Vero loy shleis palo means royal loy shleis palo. You're better off if you didn't daven. Claimer, noya choy loy im loy his palo. You're better off if you didn't daven. Kemoy royal loy shlebol yerlim. In other words, if you didn't daven, you weren't mavazar Hashem. But now that you daven and you did not take your 3 steps back nicely and you did not wait there, that's considered like you are mavaz. You're doing something not nice to Hashem. Then you're worse off. So the kid said, "This is the aloch. You're supposed to take 3 steps back and stay there and wait there for a few seconds." From this Reb Shmaya was said over that Shenoisin Shalom Liyamin, the Yachakach L'Smir, like you have to bow first to your right and then to your left and give Shalom both times, like we do. We say Oisa Shalom B'Mroimah, we bow down to our left, and then Huyasa Shalom, we bow down to our right. Shenemer brings a Rai, you should do it to your right side first, and we'll soon see which right side does it mean. Does it mean your right side, or does it mean the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So now we're going to bring a Rai, you have to have the right side. All right, turn over.